This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If you want to ship something from the U.S. to Europe or the other way around, you're probably going to need to go through a port on the East Coast, or at least that's the way things have been. But a new direct route between Belgium and the port of Cleveland, Ohio, got going last week with a vessel that included a bus, some beer, and high hopes on its way to Antwerp. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's Brian Bull reports.
When the Fortuna Gerocht arrived in the Cleveland port on a recent Friday, dock crews wasted no time in loading its cargo of heavy machinery and components, including parts for wind turbines. Port officials say it's the first routinely scheduled shipment of European equipment directly to Cleveland through the Great Lakes in more than a decade. Among the items lined up on the dock to be loaded for the trip back to Europe, a lone yellow school bus.
Our owner, he is just fascinated by the yellow school bus, which is unique to America.
Vicky Morantz is purchasing manager for ACCO Polymer Products, a global manufacturer of trench drainage systems. She explains that school buses won't be a regular import item for her company. Her boss just loves the novelty of owning an American school bus and will use it to drive guests around the company's corporate headquarters in Germany. The shipping company and port officials were not particularly forthcoming about what goods were on the cargo list, other than the bus and 30 cases of beer. The ship reportedly was only half full. But early converts say there are good reasons to think the service may take off. Morantz says the time is ripe for an alternative route from Europe to America's heartland.
Right now, you bring it into Newark or New York, put it on a train, goes right past Cleveland into Chicago, gets transloaded, and then comes all the way back to Cleveland. And going from the west to the east side of Chicago can take as long as going from New York to Chicago.
In short, Moran says, time is money, and the new Cleveland Europe Express saves both. That's a selling point the Port of Cleveland hopes to capitalize on despite stiff competition from Boston to Miami. Torin Swartout is vice president of the Splethoff Group, which owns the Fortuna Gerocht vessel. He says they expect 12 days transit time on the direct trading route between Antwerp and Cleveland, 4 to 5 days sooner than using East Coast ports. And regional companies stand to save time and money, too, by not having to move goods hundreds of miles towards the Atlantic by truck or rail. Plus, he says the Cleveland Europe Express offers a more personal touch.
The shippers and their forwarders will have a lot more control over the cargo because it's a hands-on operation. It's right here. Their cargo is not mixed with 25 other steamship lines cargo going to 50,000 other places. We can receive cargo much closer to the sailing date. We can release cargo much closer to the arrival date.
One of the first challenges for the new shipping line is simply getting word out that the Cleveland Europe Express exists, says Nate Ward. He's the director of the International Trade Assistance Center at Cleveland State University. Ward says with smart marketing and outreach, there could be a nice ripple effect for the city.
The Splethoff Group has opened up a freight forwarding office here to help with the bookings. So I think as the volume increases, you could see the presence of other companies that are taking advantage of it. The companies would need a dock here, and so they'd have the need for refueling and supplying, and then just the simple transit of getting the goods in and out of the area. So I think it could potentially have a nice ripple effect.
And the Port Authority expects to be turning a modest profit from the new activity by the second year of operation. For now, the Cleveland Europe Express will arrive only once a month. But even that is quite a boost and comes at a time when the port is handling more cargo than it has since 2008. Officials predict the port will become the Midwest's gateway to trade with Europe. And April has been the busiest the port has been in 10 years. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.